Married by Tony Bagley.
Ah, you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
So each universe is like a sheet of paper on a toilet roll, and all of these universes exist. You're not even listening.
I am.
I'm a restless, questing animal. I need to make sense of how I came to be here in your universe.
I need to make sense of how you came to be here too.
As I was saying, each dimension is like a sheet of paper on a toilet roll, and all these dimensions exist side by side on a single roll.
On a single roll, right.
So for an inverted gravimetric universe to collide with a temporal neomorphic universe, one sheet of the toilet roll would, as it were, have to be folded over another.
Folded over another.
That's when I passed from my dimension into this one. But for that to have happened, some cosmic agency would have had to, so to speak, voided its bowels.
Voided its bowels.
In short, this cosmic agency has taken me in its cosmic hand and thrust me up its cosmic...
So the toilet roll would have to be pretty strong. Well, it would. It would have to be very strong to withstand a mauling by some cosmic agency. Double or even triple ply. Toilet paper of the gods, in fact. You're right, I'm not interested.
It's quite pleasant, as council flats go. It's given me a valuable perspective on what it's like to be deprived.
You can't beat a bit of futile optimism in the face of adversity.
If my house hadn't been repossessed, I'd have carried on in my complacently middle-class way. What am I saying? I want to go back to being complacent again. The flat's frightful.
You'll get to be complacent again, Penny. You're going through a bad patch, that's all.
You can see my lovely house from your window.
Only just. You might have had your trees pollarded before you were evicted. We hardly get any light in this kitchen as it is.
We got a postcard from David the other day.
Oh, lucky you. I'm just his wife. He doesn't send me postcards.
He's still backpacking around India with...
You can say his name.
With Patrick.
I hope they both get malaria.
Well, you're in exalted company. What happened to you happened to Princess Rebecca. The king gave her the elbow for a bloke too.
Yes, well, Princess Rebecca's not living in a council flat, is she? Why did he do it? You're so lucky to have Robin, Leslie. He has his faults, I know, but at least he hasn't walked out on his family.
Well, this Robin hasn't.
Well, I'm sure Penny doesn't want to hear that theory.
There are two Robins, you see, Penny. The old one was no better than David. He's gone now.
Good job Leslie doesn't want to divorce me, then. Try getting a divorce from your husband's double.
Did you just say there are two Robins?
Leslie's been translating a lot of sci-fi lately. Sci-fi writers are very keen on exploring notions of duality.
This Robin isn't the Robin I married.
Well, are any of us the same person we were even a minute ago?
Are you saying Robin is in some way different from us?
Do I look different?
Why are you doing this, Robin?
Why are you doing this? The irony is, Penny, Leslie's not even sure I am another Robin.
What?
Well, why else would you be making all these "this isn't the Robin I married" pronouncements? It's you you're trying to convince.
Oh! I'm an abandoned mother living in a council flat, and you've got two Robins. Don't you think you're being just a little bit insensitive, Leslie? Flaunting two Robins at someone who no longer even has one David?
I'm sorry.
Easy to say.
I do know you're not my Robin, you know.
And I know I'm not your Robin. You make that abundantly clear.
Look, my life's with you now, not him.
Do you still love him?
No. No, absolutely not.
You sure?
Yes. If he'd still been on the scene, I'd have ended up like Penny.
Oh, just my luck to end up in a backwater of a universe that also has a Penny Needham.
There's nothing wrong with my universe.
Oh, please, nobody worked out what caused scurvy until 1922.
So my universe has nothing going for it. We're just a waste of time and space.
Well, you've got Richard Whiteley. If he hadn't stepped into the breach during the fuel crisis of 89... And you haven't got Krista Burr. But apart from that...
What about me and the kids?
Then there's you and the kids.
You're not happy here.
I am. It's just... I feel as if I'm working to someone else's agenda here.
You're not working to it now. My Robin was going to leave me.
True.
I couldn't bear to go through with you what I went through with him.
Well, you won't. You're stuck with me. I mean, where can I go?
Yes. Yes, I am stuck with you.
Well, I'm stuck with you too.
Don't be so sensitive. If I've got to be stuck with anyone, it might as well be you.
You know what I think? I think we should get away somewhere for a break. Maybe...
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I feel a bit dizzy, that's all. It's been a tough few weeks. I'll be fine after a good night's sleep. What's the hold-up?
An inverted gravimetrix collided with a temporal neomorphic. You know what that means.
400 more penny needums.
People don't know what they're talking about when they say travel between universes is getting easier. I've been stuck here days. I wouldn't mind if the facilities were better. There's not even any toilet paper in the loo.
No toilet paper in the loo. Oh. What a strange dream. Leslie. Leslie?
Hello?
Where is everyone?
Hello?
Well, where are the bikes? Wallpaper's different. It's like my old hall. Hang on.
My late empire desk. I'm back! I'm home! I'm home! Oh, thank you, God! Thank you!
What if it's a trick? I might even still be asleep. Check the label in your dressing gown and see if it's... There it is! It's Marks and Spencer, not Marks, Bruce and Willis, but Marks and Spencer.
Now then, the weather. Bright or sunny...
The Today programme. And then the next... I missed you so much, John. Not a lot of it. But now I'm back, John, where I belong. Oh, this must have been how Scrooge fell on Christmas morning. Today on Radio... Oh, the place is a tip. Empty curry cartons, lager cans. I didn't leave it like this. That must have been intruders while I've been away. No. No, not intruders. An intruder. Him. The other Robin. These are his curry cartons and lager cans.
Penny, what bliss it is to inhale the fumes from your four-wheel drive again.
Don't talk to me, you Lothario.
How's Noah getting on at his new nursery school? I designed it, you know. I'm a designer of nursery schools and creches again. What a wonderful thing to be.
You always treated me like a bad smell, Robin Lightfoot, but your behaviour these last few weeks...
What do you mean?
Oh, don't act the innocent with me. All that stuff about my self-esteem being so low that I'd sleep with anyone now.
I said that?
God knows where you got the idea David had left me for another man. Lucky for you, I didn't tell him. He'd have jolly well biffed you.
Penny Needham and moi, almost an item. What a scary thought.
We designed greetings cards, Dirk. I did the artwork and you did the gags. We operated out of some converted barn on the London Road.
Oh, it's so good to be back in the old place.
What do you want?
Well, I thought I worked here. It's true my attendance of late hasn't been too brilliant.
Nothing about you is brilliant.
I'll miss Leslie, of course, in the same way that you'd miss Margaret, but this is my world. I'm not a greetings card entrepreneur, I'm an architect.
Oh, not here you aren't.
Dear sweet Dirk, you know, being an old roué wasn't you somehow. The Dirk I know and love is the Dirk who complains about the PTA meeting going on. What do you mean, not here?
Just that. You've sold your half of the business, so I'd rather you didn't come here anymore.
What are you up to, Dirk?
What am I up to? You put me on the spot, you git. I had to double mortgage my house to buy you out.
What? That wasn't me, you numbskull. That was him. The other Robin.
All things considered, I'm glad to be shot of you. I don't know where you're coming from anymore.
The check. Did you make it out to me? Did you put it into my account?
If you're saying I tried to swindle you... You got a fair price.
The account, Dirk. What account did he want it paid into?
Well, if you don't know, something offshore holdings. If now you're saying
I... He's pocketed the proceeds from my share of the company.
As a matter of interest, what are you going to do now you're a gentleman of leisure?
I might have travelled a bit if I'd had the funds, that is.
You're no traveller. You've hardly ever been out of the country.
That's me, Mr. Stop-at-home. I go nowhere, do nothing. I visited only one other parallel universe in my entire life. You didn't even own a gun in the other universe. Amazing, but true. No psychopathic tendencies at all. You were this sitcom mother, always getting married.
You don't say.
My new stepfather was a builder called Billy.
Then there were my two half-brothers, both called Ian, the result of some premarital hanky-panky on the part of you and Dad.
Huh?
You know all this. You know because he told you.
Thanks for the warning. They might turn up wanting money, too.
Money?
We'd happily have given it to you. Some of the hateful things you said.
How hateful is hateful?
Why should I have to wait till you both drop dead?
Well, I hope you didn't give me what I wanted.
Spend it wisely, Robin. There's no more where that came from.
Oh, what sort of mother is it who gives everything she's got to her only son?
My only son? No, Robin. We signed everything over to a stranger.
Funny you should say that.
And you couldn't even make an effort to come to our golden wedding celebration.
I attended your engagement party. What more do you want? By the way, I'm married too. I've even got two kids. I'd show you the family snaps, but I seem to have left them in a parallel universe.
Yes, the secret family.
You know what hurts most? Everyone thinking I could do the things he did. So nice to know everyone has such a high opinion of me.
At least he wasn't able to take my money with him. He might have spent it already, of course. I can't get at it, even if he hasn't. Oh, I've only been back a few hours, and I'm talking to myself again. What is this? A summons? Driving without a licence? I've never in my life driven with... It's him again. He drives, and I don't. On top of everything else, I'm shortly to acquire a criminal record. What if this isn't all he's done? What if there's more? What if he's done something really bad, like killed someone? Oh, God. I never thought my first night back would be worse than my first night away. Unemployed, broke, disinherited, alone, and about to be prosecuted for driving without a license. Oh. The old place seems so empty without them. I miss them. I miss the family. He'll be with her now. The rupture in the time-space continuum has repaired itself. He's back where he belongs, and I'm back where I belong.
Curry cartons.
And lager cans. And you should have seen the bathroom. Disgusting. And there was the mindless vandalism. The Vote Conservative poster is stuck in the window.
Is it that?
Tony Blair's leader of the Conservative Party in his universe, and the Lib Dems are in government. Honor Blackman's Minister of Transport. She was a guest, I don't know if she know. She was a guest on the transport quiz introduced by Nicholas Parsons. The show's recently been rocked by a scandal, actually. Someone revealed the contestants were given the destinations in advance.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Titanic was torpedoed 30 years after not being hit by an iceberg. Martin Amis reads the shipping forecast.
You mean the Titanic didn't hit an iceberg because Martin Amis was reading the shipping forecast?
No. It would have been his dad reading it in those days, Kingsley. And that's something else. Our Radio 4 is their Radio 1. And Radio 5 is Radio 4 Live. Oh, yeah, and the grandson of Edward VIII, King John II, has divorced Princess Rebecca and moved in with his mate Adrian.
The king lives with a bloke called Adrian.
And everyone keeps dressing like it's still the 70s. I mean, kipper ties, flares. But for all that, I'd give anything to be back there now.
Does this pub exist in their universe?
It's a wine bar.
A wine bar? That's disgusting.
You know, I can talk to you. Even though you're only a drunk and this is just an alcohol-juiced rapport we're experiencing.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you. So who's the Prime Minister in this other universe?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Oh, go on.
No.
Please?
No, you wouldn't believe me.
Five
thousands of them, all with dust battery compartments, and none of them even vibrated. What good are vibrators that don't even vibrate? I was bankrupted. I lost everything. My home, my family.
I lost everything, too.
The world's full of people like us. The quietly desperate. Which universe has more quiet desperation, would you say, theirs or ours?
I'd say it's about the same. Every universe has its quota of quiet desperation.
And they don't come more quietly desperate than you and I.
There's nobody more quietly desperate than us.
Nobody.
We wrote the book.
Yes, we did. So, did you meet me in a parallel universe?
No. No, I regret to say I did not.
Only, I wouldn't like to think there's only one of me. That would...
Oh, no.
Sorry about that.
No, don't, don't give it a second thought.
You're a very nice person. I wouldn't be so understanding if someone threw up over my shoes.
Doesn't seem important somehow.
So, who is Prime Minister in their universe?
Well, that woman over there. The woman on the bike.
Her? She's the Prime Minister.
What? No, no, of course not. I'm married to her. Leslie! Leslie, it's me!
Blimey. You shouldn't have distracted her.
I'm coming, Leslie. Oh, my God. Get an ambulance!
Get a... A what?
An ambulance!
An ambulance!
I've got you a coffee.
There's no need.
Can I ring your family for you?
Which members of my family did you have in mind?
Well, I suppose I mean your husband.
I'm divorced.
Oh. I don't have a husband either. You're thinking I have the look of a married man about me. In fact, I'm single. Sorry, you didn't ask my life story.
What happened to my bike?
It's a write-off.
Oh, great.
I'm sorry, it's all my fault. If I hadn't distracted you... Anyway, so what's the damage?
2 cracked ribs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why did you call out like that?
Well, I thought I recognised you. So what do you do here? I mean, what do you do?
Solicitor.
So how old are your children here? I mean, how old are your children?
I don't have any.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Please stop apologising.
No, never apologise as a rule. No reason to. I'm always right, you see. And on those rare occasions I'm wrong, people still get value for money.
You mean like I'm getting value for money now?
Oh, well, no, not now. I'm nervous, you see. I'm hoping you won't notice I'm drunk.
Perhaps you shouldn't have told me you're drunk.
You're probably thinking, why is he worried in case I think he's drunk? Well, rest assured, I am not trying to chat you up.
Did I say you were?
That's not to say I don't want you in my life. A woman in my life, I mean. Only you've caught me on a bad day. I'm unemployed and broke and about to be prosecuted for driving without a licence, and a bloke I met in the pub threw up over my shoes.
Really?
I'm not making a very good job of selling myself, am I? Not that I am trying to sell myself. Do you believe people have a history waiting to happen?
What?
Maybe we have a history waiting to happen. I believe all that stuff, you see. The fact that you're not married with 2 children in this dimension, well, maybe it's fate.
Let me guess, we'd had something going in a previous life.
Ah, not in a previous life, exactly.
All this new age garbage doesn't make you any more interesting, you know.
I don't need to make myself more interesting. If anything, I'm too interesting. There have been times I'd have given anything to be less interesting.
Well, you've got your wish. You've just met someone who doesn't find you in the least interesting.
Oh, my kind of person.
In fact, the only interesting thing about you is your ability to stir in me feelings of profound indifference.
Music to my ears.
I think you'd better go.
Well, I'd better go. I give you a lift, only I don't drive.
I'll get you a taxi.
Seriously, how do you fancy going out? Not now, obviously.
Would you mind removing your hand, please?
Oh, sorry, I keep forgetting we don't know one another yet.
This is like one of those films where two people start by violently disliking one another, and then you just know their violent dislike will blossom into grudging respect and then into love.
I've stopped the film at the violent dislike bit.
Fair enough. Fine for me. Look, we're married already in a parallel universe. Well, we're not, but our doppelgangers are. So when I moved across there, I became her partner, and this is the point. She preferred me to him in the end. Just as you will in time. And I've made a very big mistake in telling you this, because on top of everything else, you now think I'm bonkers.
Nurse!
Your one chance, and you blew it. The one thing that could have turned your life around here, and you just threw it all away. Warning, may cause drowsiness. If affected, do not drive or use machinery. Avoid alcoholic drink. Well, one won't hurt. Can't beat a bit of recreational painkiller abuse when your life no longer has meaning. Oh, Penny's pollarded her trees, I see. Got to pollard the trees in my garden. They've grown while I've been away. They're in need of pollarding. To pollard is human. I say to you, they cannot, they will not escape pollarding. Got to stop talking to myself. Oh, but I'm the person I most enjoy talking to. So, Robin, do you watch Newsnight or turn in? Turn in, I think, Robin.
Itchy little universes bump into one another and everything grinds to a halt. Things have got worse since privatisation, no doubt about it. At least in the old days there was always toilet paper in the loos.
Toilet paper in the loos. To pollard or not to pollard, that is the question. Where am I?
In the hospital. You've had your stomach pumped. You're lucky to be alive.
You're still here. I thought you just had a couple of cracked ribs.
What are you talking about?
Well, this is a different hospital. I'm back.
Just. I very nearly didn't phone the ambulance.
No, I don't mean back as in back from the brink. I mean back as in back from there. I went home.
It would have solved all my problems to let you snuff it. Believe me, I was sorely tempted.
What's happened to your face?
You gave me the black eye when I told you I'd sold the car. You suddenly remembered how to drive.
The swine.
The split lip I acquired when you decided someone else had been eating your porridge while you were away. Even though you knew that someone was you. Well, he's jealous of himself too.
Oh, swine.
No, I'm glad you did this. It helps, you see. It helps me make up my mind.
Leslie, I didn't give you the black eye. The other Robin did.
There were never two Robins, Robin. No good Robin and bad Robin. That was just a pathetic excuse.
But you said yourself, when we were together, you know, during those intimate moments, you could tell the difference.
I just wanted to believe I could exchange a monster for someone who loved me.
The monster's gone now. He's gone back to my dimension again, where he can't hurt you. I missed you, Leslie.
Oh, stop it. Just stop it. There's only one Robin, and all he wants to do is derive some perverted pleasure from toying with my sanity. No. The game's up, Robin. It's over.
The main headline again. The Prime Minister, Mr. Branson, has pledged funds to rebuild the Richard Whiteley experience in Greenwich following last week's fire. BBC Radio News.
Taxi's here.
Please don't go.
Enough's enough. I've had it. I'm out of here.
And the kids? I mean, what about the kids?
I'm picking them up from school. I'd rather not expose them to any more violence.
I've got a suggestion. Don't leave me. Leave him.
Isn't this what you wanted? You wanted your house back?
In the beginning, yes. Look, it isn't my house anymore.
You've won. Now you can fill the house with all the women you want.
I want you.
The mind games were one thing, but violence followed by an overdose...
That was him! Well, the violence was him. Violence him, overdose me. Actually, it wasn't an overdose. It was recreational painkiller abuse plus a couple of vodkas.
Get help, Robin. Get some help and get it fast. You're teetering on the brink. It gives me no pleasure to see you like this. Actually, it does. It gives me quite a lot of pleasure.
Oh, look, don't go. The place won't be the same without you. I know. I've put it to the test.
I'll be in touch.
I love you, Leslie. The children, too, even though they're from the loins of a man who is, to all intents and purposes, me. Him. Me.
Goodbye.
Oh. Look, it hasn't been a barrel of laughs for me, either. He sold my business, swanned off with my inheritance. I even got a summons for driving without a license. Oh, well done. Only you could muck everything up with the same woman in two different universes.
What do you mean, you're thinking of selling your half of the company?
Just that.
Oh, you're just depressed, that's all. The fragility of existence. The knowledge that all relationships end in a miasma of failure and despair. We're living in a dying universe.
Oh, well, if I wasn't depressed before, I am now. And it's universes, not universe. Right, I'm going to see my... well, his mother. I thought I'd arrange in advance on my... his inheritance. Actually, I'll tell you how I feel. I feel as if some cosmic agency has taken me in its cosmic hand and thrust me up its cosmic anus.
You can get cream for that.
Ah, you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
In Married by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin, Josie Lawrence, Leslie, and Stephen Frost, Dirk. Barbara Murray played Julia, Melanie Hudson was Penny and the Grumpy Woman, and Harry Myers was the Drunk. The producer was Claire Jones.
Means we're in for another wait. Oh, well. At least I've got some toilet paper in the loo at last.